Imagine a world-renowned geneticist sitting skeptically in an auditorium as the Dalai Lama takes the stage. The scientist expects religious platitudes, but instead hears something startling: concepts about impermanence and interconnection that resonate deeply with his understanding of molecular biology. This unexpected convergence launches D. Denver on a decade-long journey exploring whether Buddhism's 2,500-year-old insights could be scientifically tested using DNA as the experimental subject. What makes this exploration revolutionary isn't just its bridging of seemingly disparate worlds, but its methodology. Rather than seeking superficial harmonies between science and spirituality, Denver formulates testable hypotheses from core Buddhist teachings and subjects them to rigorous scientific investigation. Can ancient wisdom withstand modern scrutiny? The answer proves more profound than either Buddhists or scientists might expect. The journey begins with a simple yet radical question. What if we approach the Buddhist teachings not as religious doctrine, but as testable hypotheses about reality? What if DNA, the molecule we consider the essence of biological identity, could serve as the perfect experimental subject? The Buddha's revolutionary insights emerge through empirical investigation via meditation. After abandoning both luxury and extreme asceticism, Siddhartha Gautama discovered the middle way, achieved enlightenment, and spent 45 years teaching across northern India. His approach was scientific, emphasizing direct experience over faith. "Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it," he advised in the Kalama Sutta. "Do not believe in traditions because they have been handed down for many generations." Three foundational insights form his teachings: impermanence, anicca, everything exists in constant flux; non-self, anatman, what we call self lacks inherent existence; and dependent origination, pratityasamutpada, all phenomena arise in dependence upon others. These aren't metaphysical beliefs, but observable realities accessible through mindful awareness. These ancient insights may hold keys to addressing contemporary challenges that our purely materialist worldview struggles to solve. Denver translates Buddhist philosophical concepts into testable scientific hypotheses. 1. DNA is impermanent, anitya, suggesting constant change. 2. DNA lacks inherent self-nature, anatman, questioning its fundamental independence. 3. DNA exists through dependent arising, pratityasamutpada, examining interconnected relationships. For each hypothesis, he establishes falsification criteria. Finding permanent features would falsify impermanence. Discovering inherent properties would falsify non-self, and observing purely linear cause-effect relationships would falsify dependent arising. The investigation reveals surprising alignments. Contrary to the perception of DNA as a stable blueprint, the molecule undergoes constant chemical changes through oxygen-free radicals, epigenetic modifications, and backbone breaks. Hydrogen exchange experiments show DNA's atoms completely interchange with surrounding water molecules in under 3 minutes, challenging assumptions about molecular stability. As one researcher noted, the DNA molecule you had 3 minutes ago is not the same molecule you have now. DNA's structure and function depend on countless environmental factors, from pH levels to protein interactions, supporting the Buddhist concept of non-self nature. These findings suggest the Buddha's insights about reality align with our understanding of molecular biology. The investigation extends to how DNA relates to identity through heredity, bodily uniformity, sexual identity, and racial categorization. Each domain reveals surprising alignments with Buddhist principles. Though DNA is commonly considered the exclusive molecule of heredity, RNA viruses and epigenetic inheritance through RNA molecules in sperm demonstrate alternative mechanisms. These diverse inheritance patterns support the Buddhist principle of impermanence by showing DNA doesn't hold a unique role in heredity. Conventional wisdom suggests DNA is identical throughout your body's cells, but research reveals each human cell contains hundreds of mutations. Medical interventions like organ transplants create even more genetic diversity. Recipients become macrochimeras. The binary XX equals female, XY equals male model oversimplifies reality. Chromosomal variations like Klinefelter syndrome, XXY, triple X syndrome, Turner syndrome, single X, and Swire syndrome, XY individuals developing female traits, demonstrate that sex determination involves complex interactions between multiple genes. Similarly, biological race lacks genetic support. Studies show 85% of human genetic variation exists within populations rather than between racial categories. Research on 369 individuals found no absolute genetic differences between Africans and non-Africans across nearly 39 million DNA variants. What if our fundamental assumptions about identity, that we have stable, inherent selves defined by our DNA, are simply not supported by the evidence? Denver proposes Bodhi science, an ethical framework grounded in Buddhist wisdom to guide scientific decisions. This approach rests on four pillars. 1. Selflessness, challenging ego-driven competitiveness in science. Buddhist Anatman suggests ego-motivated research stems from fundamental ignorance. 2. Detachment. Scientists often form unhealthy attachments to hypotheses, creating suffering when challenged. They also become attached to categories, numbers, and to science as the exclusive knowledge path. 3. Awareness. When scientists detach from illusory notions of self and research obsessions, their minds open to hidden discoveries. Buddhist meditation helps develop analytical awareness. 4. Compassion. A Buddhist perspective reveals additional motivations, including bodhicitta, spontaneous, indiscriminate compassion for all beings that transcends biological relationships. In our era of rampant pseudoscience, Bodhi science offers protection by countering unfounded immunizations through detachment, challenging insight of the initiate through selflessness, and preventing all explaining theories through open awareness. Have you ever wondered how different scientific progress might look if guided by wisdom and compassion rather than ego and competition? The book concludes with Denver reflecting on his paradoxical choice to adopt children despite his career as a geneticist focused on DNA inheritance. Denver finds traditional explanations, Christian theology and evolutionary psychology's view of altruism, individually inadequate. Instead, three Buddhist insights offer him a more complete understanding. Dependent origination shows interconnected causes. Bodhicitta grounds indiscriminate kindness beyond biological relationships, and teachings on non-attachment reveal the futility of questioning his motivation. The author concludes with a lyrical meditation on interconnection. The rain became the tree, and the tree became the rain. The rain became the Buddha, and the Buddha became the rain. The rain became DNA, and DNA became the rain, illustrating how boundaries between seemingly separate phenomena dissolve. The Dharma in DNA bridges science and spirituality by applying scientific methodology to test spiritual insights directly. Buddhist teachings from over two millennia ago remarkably align with our modern understanding of molecular biology. This convergence reveals that different methods, scientific experimentation and contemplative meditation, can access similar truths when pursued rigorously. Both approaches emphasize observation and testing through repeated investigation. This integration offers an ethical framework for scientific practice rooted in ancient wisdom, providing guidelines for conducting research with mindfulness and compassion. Contemplative practices enhance rather than compromise scientific objectivity. In a world divided between scientific materialism and religious fundamentalism, this approach charts a middle path, honoring both empirical investigation and contemplative wisdom. Our greatest discoveries share a common source: human capacity for wonder, curiosity, and compassion. What if our pressing questions are answered not by choosing between science and spirituality, but through their integration? What if the double helix symbolizes both a biological blueprint and ancient wisdom, pointing toward a future where scientific advancement and ethical compassion evolve together?